Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, I'm Yaakov Shom, Leah Pasitzchok. We're only one Mitzio Daf Peches. The Gemara in the end of Amud Aleph says, Yiprima chorvu chanuyos shel Beis Hinoi. Why the stores of Beis Hinoi, this location, was Nechrav, was destroyed, Gimel Shonim 3 years before Churban Yerushalayim. What happened? Why was it destroyed earlier? Says the Gemara, Yiprishim midu divreyem al divrei toyu. They were going with Divrei Torah. They passed an halacha based on Divrei Torah. And the one goes on to explain that based on the Torah, there's no chiyuv meiser for a seller or for a buyer. Rabbanon are the ones that required hafrashas meiser even for a seller and a buyer. So they, the chanuyos Beis Hinoi, they went with Divrei Torah. So two fascinating ha'aros that belong to this sugya. Number one is, so before she point out, they ask, what's shot that Chanuyos Beis Hinoi, they went to Divrei Torah and they didn't follow Chazal's instructions? Are we talking here about Zdukim? Are we talking about somebody who's not following Chazal? That's not the mashmos of the Gemara. So what does it mean, Yimidu Divrei Mal Divrei Torah? So we spoke about in the past, there is the Taz, which is called Hataz HaYadua, the famous Taz. That was brought down in a few places, in Choshemishput Simon Beis, in Yeredeo Simon Kuf Yudzayin, in other places. The Taz says that Yisoid, many of Gdoyle HaPoiskim, Gdoyle HaMeforshim discuss, and that is the idea, the concept, that whatever the Torah allowed Meferish, if the Torah clearly allowed something, Chachomim cannot come and say it's Osir. Even though there's reasons for it, even though Chazal do have the ability to oyster things which are mutter in the Torah. But if the Torah said mefeirish that something is mutter, Chachamim will not go against it. That's the Taz HaYadua. And there's many, many examples to this throughout Shas. The Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chavir, in his Sefer, Tshuva Sefer, called Binyan Olam, he goes on to speak about this Taz, and he explains, based on many, many rayos, that all that the Taz said is only when it's befeirish in the Torah, meaning that when you open the Torah, you see clearly the words that the Torah says something, Chazal cannot go against it. Says the Rabbi Yitzchak Chavir, why? It's not that Chazal will not go and prohibit something the Torah allows. But the problem is because of chuchu v'itlu. Chuchu v'itlu means it looks funny. It doesn't look right. You have the Torah says something, the Torah says, davar zeh mutar. And then Chazal will come and say it's Asr. The Chazal will go against a Mefeirish HaTorah. But if it's not Mefeirish in the Torah, it's only a Mashmos, it's only a Drusha, it's only a Limud that comes from the Pasuk, so then Chachamim will oyser it. That's how the Rabbi Yitzchak Yitzchover says in the Binyan Olam. So the Sefer, Divrei Yosef, the Tshuva Sefer of Yosef Irgas. Yosef Irgas is more known for the fact that he wrote a big mimer about Kabbalah, what Kabbalah is all about. But he has a tshuva sefer called Divrei Yosef. And there in Simon Mem Ches, he says, he brings a raya from our Gemara. He says, what was the discussion? What happened over here with the Chanuyos Shel Beis Hinoi? What changed? So Chanuyos Shel Beis Hinoi held that Chachamim cannot go against Mefeirish HaTorah. Here we're learning from a pasuk that a moicher and a lekeach, a seller and a buyer, p'tur min ha-maiser. So if that's the case, Chachamim cannot answer it. They can't say Yechayv and Maiser. So therefore, Yimidu Divreim al Divrei Torah. But the emissary says, the Divrei Yosef, like Yitzchak Isaac Chavir, that all Chachamim can do is go against the Mefeirish HaTorah. Here it doesn't say clearly in the Torah that a Moicher and Lokeach HaPtur Min HaMaiser. It just, it's a Drasha Min HaPasuk. That Chachamim could Oyser. And according to the Avon of Yitzchak Isaac Chavir, the only problem is a Chuchu V'Yitlulo. It looks funny to go against the Mefeirish HaTorah. So therefore, that's why Chorvo, that's where they got destroyed 3 years before Churban HaBayis, because it was a misunderstanding on their behalf that they thought that Taz Yesoid goes to an extent that even a drush of a pasuk Chachamim cannot go against, but that is not correct, and they should have listened to Chazal. That is Ha'ara number one. Ha'ara number two is the Ma'aral over here. And the Ma'aral goes to the concept of Yimidu Divrei Mal Divrei Torah. L'chura says that the Ma'aral Yimidu Divrei Mal Divrei Torah is Dover Niflamoit. Gavaldik, people want to follow the Torah. What is it so bad that he made the Divrei Mal Divrei Torah? Without going into the the sugyo beduchta, our sugyo, of what we're talking about, says the Maharal, there's a problem the etzim he midu divrei on divrei Torah. Why? Because the Torah is b'midas adin. Torah is given mipia gvura shemanu. Gvura is midas adin. The Torah, the way the Torah appears, what the Torah tells us to do, that's the strict law of the Torah. That is the derisa of the Torah goes up in midas adin. But when the Torah comes to the world, the Torah needs to be accepted and be used and be implemented with human beings. And human beings cannot stand with midas adin. Maral brings the Rashi in the beginning of Chumash, we mentioned so many times the Shiurim. Rashi says, Shmuel originally wanted to create the world with midas adin. But the world cannot survive, cannot be mistaig, cannot act in midas adin. If you act only midas adin, the world gets destroyed. So therefore you need to have rachamim, you have to have rachmonis with it too. This is what I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapir Zatzal, to the Torah, and sometimes we call the Torah gvuro. But on the other hand, in the Gemara, we call the Torah Rachmana, Rachmana Amar Tikru. Rachmana means Loshon Rachamim. So is the Gevura is a Rachamim? Well, it depends. When it comes Mishamayim, the Torah Shebichtav is Mipi HaGevura Shaman. But once it's accepted here in the world, once we have it, once it comes into the Gemara, into the Torah Shebaal Peh, then it becomes Rachamim. So if you go, you follow Divrei Torah to the T, that is wrong. That's not the way to have Torah. Torah needs to be adjusted to fit human beings. And that's what Torah Shebaal Peh is all about. That's what the takanos of Chazal are all about. To adjust the Torah to fit Bnei Adam. To fit the Midas HaRachamim. So that's the problem, says the Maharal, the Chiddush of Sinai. That they went with Divrei Torah. They strictly went with the Midas HaDin of Torah to not involve the way it's supposed to fit human beings. And that's why they destroyed 3 years before the Churban. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list, once again, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.